neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
So he tells him that Shema Beni Bekoli. So she tells him, my son, listen to me. So Rabbeinu Ben Ishai, Harav Yosef Chaim, Zochuto, Maren Aleinu, Harav says, what's the need that Ibrahim Avinu will tell Yaakov, Shema Beni, listen, my son. Should tell him, listen to me and follow the direction. So Harav says, actually, Rivka and Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom, they came back as the Gilgul of Adam and Chava. So now actually, Ibrahim Avinu was Chava. So she was telling Yaakov Avinu, in past life, you were my husband. And when I told you to eat from the Etz Hadaat, so you were not supposed to. But in past life, you were my husband. So now you're my son. So you should not have listened to me last time, but this time you should listen to me. So that's when he says, Shema Beni. So this time Chava is telling Adam HaRishon, yeah, I know you're angry at me for the last time, but this time I'm trying to make up for it. So that's why actually she tells him, Alai Qilelatecha Beni. So what does Alai mean? So Hagera Zatzal says, Alai is Rashi Tevot, Esav, Laban, VeYosef. So she told him, all the curses, it's for me. That's what Ibrahim Avinu said. So Alai, that means Esav, Laban, and Yosef.
Why Yosef?
Because Yosef was away from him for 20 years. No?
Yes.
Yeah? It's okay?
Yes.
You okay with it? So why? When she said Alai, Rilelatecha, but it happened or didn't happen, Esav, Laban, and Yosef. It happened or didn't happen? Happened?
Yes.
So if it happened, but Ibrahim Avinu said, that's for me. Don't worry. No? Yes?
Yes.
So it happened or it didn't happen?
Happened.
So it happened. If it happened, so Ibrahim Avinu was trying to trick Yaakov?
Yeah. Why not?
Chassu Shalom.
They make tricky all the time. The time.
So what Ibrahim Avinu was trying to tell him? It says, Alai Rilelatecha Beni, no? So if it happened, so what was she trying to do to him? Did it happen or didn't happen? Esav chased after him, Laban gave him a hard time for 20 years, right?
Yeah, but Esav didn't kill him and Laban didn't kill him either.
He
caught after Yosef.
That's a good point. So now when he says, Alai Rilelatecha Beni, that means these are supposed to happen. But I will accept it on myself that you will not be harmed by it. So that means Yosef HaSadiq could have been, Hasu Shalom, something would happen to him. So now the protection that Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom gained, it was because of
his mother. He said, don't worry, it's all on me.
Yes. So that's why he's the selected of the avot, Hank Doshim. Yesor Yeserani Ya Vlamavit Lanetanani. Well, the English version is, well, that doesn't kill you, it makes you
stronger.
There's a pasuk from Halev. So now here, when Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom goes in, Yitzchak says, Hakol Ol Yaakov, V'yadayim Yedei Esav, V'yivarechehu. Doesn't make sense. It says, Hakol Ol Yaakov, V'yadayim Yedei Esav. It says the voice is the voice of Yaakov. And the hand is, hands
are?
Esav. And then give him a blessing. Make sense?
Today is also the same, Ganabra. Today is also the same. The voice of Yaakov and the hand is hand of Esav.
No, we're not talking about the Torah right now.
Not the Torah. This is the actual situation.
No. We're talking about the incident that happened. Now the inside, wait. No, when he went in,
he was like, Yaakov.
Say?
He knew.
He knew?
Yes, of course.
Yitzchak knew?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Who told you this?
No, he,
but were you this morning?
Depth of it, he said he knew.
Say?
If you go to the depths of it, you find out that he knew.
If he knew, why should he give him a blessing?
Because he knew he deserved that blessing.
No, you cannot say that. He found that later in the MN Esav came. No, you cannot say that. No, don't tell this to anybody.
Yeah, he said that how come you talk like this? He knew from there.
So what does it mean? What does it mean?
Yes, that's the whole
point.
How else can you understand?
No, don't go to the smell first. No, let's take care of this. We go to the Reach, Hasadeh, and Gan Eden. So what happened?
Isaac heard the voice of Jacob and he said,
Yitzchak. What was that name you said?
Isaac.
Yitzchak. That name,
Isaac. The voice of Jacob, because actually the voice of Jacob.
Okay.
And the hand
of Esau.
What he meant to say. Because the verb.
Everything was true.
Fine, but he cannot give a blessing because he was expecting the voice of Esau and hand of Esau. But it doesn't match because the voice is voice of Jacob.
It's not the choice.
Yes. So how can he give a blessing?
They both sound. So the.
They went together.
Yeah.
Or maybe Esau put his hand out of the window.
Yeah.
No, don't go to more. Just stay on the surface for now.
God is not the voice of it. It was the attitude. The attitude of Yaakov.
I know, but you hear the voice of your other son. How can you give the blessing to the other son that you expect?
The sound was the same.
No.
The attitude, Yaakov Aviv Yochan. That's how Esav usually. Yaakov
always. No, but the voice is voice of the soft, gentle voice of Yaakov Avinu, not the harsh, yes. Chashen. You know,
that's the respect to the other Esav Yishuv.
Say?
The respect that he has in his voice.
Yeah. So how can we give him a blessing?
Because he deserves it.
It's the wrong person.
Okay, what is the answer?
It's a tough question.
So now here you see, Rivrai Menu says, "I heard your father medaber to your older brother Lemor."
Right.
So now, so what does it mean, medaber Lemor? So now, Rivrai Menu tells Avinu Shalom, because he says, maybe my father will touch me, right?
Yes.
So don't worry, I'll take care of it.
Right.
Did Yaakov Avinu question the voice?
No.
Why? If he's worried about the hairy skin, how come he's not worried about the voice? Huh? Do you ever think about this?
No.
Why? What do you think? Like when you stand by the river, what do you think? And you didn't give it to Allah. And that's why they put the stop sign.
Because his voice is bringing them to the heart.
Your voice is a professional tzaddikim.
No,
it's obvious. He's going in, so now he has to be worried about what?
So his voice bring the rafa. He wasn't worried about it.
There were twins. Rabbi, there were twins, they had a similar voice.
No? You
have a bush mouse, you get all the better off. That's what it is.
Why is not worried about the voice?
Because he...
The voices were the same. When he got in there, he was to get all the blessings
inside. Everyone was the same, so he saw him not say that the voice is voice of Yaakov. Would he?
He didn't mean the voice, if they are the same,
so he would not say the voice is voice of Yaakov.
Okay, hand is physical, voice is not physical.
That's even worse. That's even worse. Why Yaakov Avinu is not worried? He doesn't tell his Ima, what I'm going to do with the voice. The only thing that he's worried is about, maybe my father will touch me. No? So Akam doesn't say. So how am I going to do with the voice?
Because the voice is the same.
Okay.
Well, let's see what's the answer.
If it was the same, would Yaakov Avinu say this is the voice of Yaakov? Would he?
No.
Yeah.
It was the
Why
is he worried about it? Because Ibrahim Imenu Alav Shalom in her Nebuah, as he says, I heard that your father medaber lemor. What does lemor means? Whenever in the Torah, I'm sure you have lemor, it has a depth in it, it has an inside. And Abbas, Yitzchak, and Esav, you ready?
Yes.
Yes? You sure? Yitzchak and Esav, they made an agreement. And what was the agreement? The agreement was, when you come to receive the bracha, pretend the voice of Yaakov Avinu.
What?
Yes. So they made an agreement that when Esav goes in, you will pretend that Esav did that.
What's the benefit of
what is the source?
Because they had a suspicious maybe Yaakov Avinu was sneaking, right?
So Yaakov would use Esav's voice.
Exactly. So now they made an agreement that when Esav comes in, we'll talk like.
That's what
he means. So now here it makes sense. It says, "Hachol kol Yaakov ve'yadayim yaday Esav ve'yivarechehu."
That's why he lost Rachel Imenu, huh? Because of the secret. He lost
Rachel Imenu
because of the secret.
Midot
here he lost it.
I'm sorry. No, yeah, that's this week for Shadat Laban. You know, accuses Yaakov Avinu because you pretended as your older brother. But no, but the point here is that why Yitzchak Avinu should give blessing to Yaakov Avinu when
he sees that the voice of Yaakov Avinu. And the answer here is that we see
that Rivka Imenu knew about this, about the quote that they had between them. And that's why Yaakov Avinu of Shalom doesn't question, he's not worried, because he's okay as far as the voice. The only thing that he is worrying is when his Abba is going to touch him.
Hashem protect him before even he comes in.
Yes, and that's how it is. And when your intention is Hashem Shamayim, then everything is going to go smoothly without any headache.
Amen.
And express Mezad Hashem. Hashem is like, you know, Barbe Yeshuot, Mosolot Tovot.
Koilani Shomote, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koilani Shomo, Nishomo Sheli. Koilani Shomote, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koilani Shomo, Nishomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.